Welcome to another edition of The Brand Called You. Today I have a very, very accomplished lady, Vandana Suri, with me. Vandana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Vandana is a former investment banker, and very interestingly, she's the founder of Tax She Services, which is a company only that run by women or for women. Yeah. Vandana has also been awarded globally for her work. So Vandana, tell me a little bit about your early work and some of your learnings.
So I've been an investment banker, and honestly, I've been quite a tufan at my work. Meri bolti bandi nahi hoti. I mean, I'm quite vocal. And I guess that has also given me the strength to be able to speak out and act against something.
Correct.
So as women, we've always been feeling so unsafe across the globe. It's not just India, but it's across the globe. And somewhere that kida has been there from the childhood. And ek din, I mean, during my investment banking career, one day there was a rape in an Uber in Delhi. And then that kind of really triggered me, because, you know, the next day headlines came that if there was a lady driving me, this would not have happened.
Amazing.
And bus, that was the step. I said, "Arey, I'm a woman, I can drive, and, you know, what are we waiting for?" You know, so that's the whole thing, how taxi came into place. Humne taxi ko taxi bana diya.
Absolutely.
And I became a cabbie. So it was like a total change from investment banking.
What, you were driving your own car at that time, or taxi, and then...
No. So we initially, I started being a driver. So, you know, it's your car and I can drive.
Yeah.
So I started off in that way. And, you know, taxi, yes, it had to come to a taxi level. So, you know, we kept the name on. Yeah, but then we started training women from the marginalized communities.
Okay.
Garibon ko hum 6 to 8 months training dene lag gaye, getting her professionally. You know, she's never sat in a car in her life. Ab usko driver banana is like quite a job. So we trained them 6 to 8 months. And then, you know, while I was a cabbie, I realized that, you know, I was scared about driving strangers and in very different places.
Correct.
So that's when we said, you know, the same, obviously, as a woman, if I feel unsafe, how are my girls going to be, you know? So we designed a whole model of safety for these women. We said, aapna sirf bachcho ko, you drive only children and you drive women. You know, be de-risked yourself. And so, and these children and women, every day the kids go to school. So it's the same route, same bachas, you know, it's that familiarity of the place.
Correct.
Which was, and then, you know, you drop kids, you go home, do your work, come back again. So it was giving her that flexi time in to match up, you know, her home as well as the work.
Correct.
And it just worked fantastically, you know.
So tell me, you know, when you started this, this was only women drivers and women passengers, women and children passengers, or
yes,
was it for everybody?
No, only women and children passengers. We kept it very specifically, because even my girls were scared. They were like, you know, who am I going to drive? Where am I going to go? So we just kept it to women and kids. Yeah.
Interesting. And then, you know, when I look at these big companies like Uber and Ola.
Yes.
How are you different from them?
So for Uber and Ola, they have had women drivers, very, very few, but it has never worked because they have not taken care of her safety. For Uber and Ola, a woman driver is just a driver resource.
Okay.
For us, the whole business is around making her safe.
Correct.
And then again, for Ola and Uber, these are technology companies which are aggregating services. Okay. So everything is a simple resource for them. For us, our business model is based on relationships. So for me, cab is just the dabba. It's just the logistics jo zarurat hai to karna hai. But it's always an alternate mom who's going there, driving kids. Seniors ke liye, it's always a daughter. We are always thinking of, you know, what is that, you know, solution that I'm giving?
Correct.
I'm never just a cab. I just can't be a cab. So the way we have thought about business and proposition itself is very, very different. People don't consider us as a cab at all. People hardly know we are a cab service.
I see. And therefore, what you're looking for is really an emotional connect with your
passenger. Yes, absolutely. Today, you know, I think the bigger thing is what we are doing with this venture is we are nipping child sexual abuse right in the bud. Now, if you look at a child, he is unsafe in two places. You know, when he's out of sight of the parents, so when he's going to school or in the transit. School maybe abhi CCTV laga diye gaye hain, but in the transit is a risky proposition. Right. And somewhere we are trying to nip this. We don't want a Me Too movement coming all over again. It's happened with all of us.
Correct.
So stop. So I think the bigger, larger impact is this, more than a job or all that is just...
I mean, not just for children, but I mean, even for women.
Yes.
You're empowering them, you know, from the marginalized communities,
yes.
If I can use that term. You're giving them the opportunity to come out.
Yeah.
And get more confidence, interact with people. There are so many things that you're doing.
Interestingly, for them also, na, it is not just a job. For them, it is the way we speak to them and groom them up is like, listen, what is the larger picture to what you're doing?
Correct.
You are keeping the next generation safe. You are ensuring that children don't get abused. You are ensuring that women are not facing rape and abuse on the road. So you're creating history, actually. You know, you're turning around the scenario.
Right.
When she comes with that, that calling in life, right?
I agree.
That's what's working.
Absolutely. And tell me, do you also train them in self-defense?
Yes, we do.
That must be an important factor, especially at night if they're driving.
Yeah, not just self-defense. Touch wood, we've never needed to use it on the road till date. A beautiful thing of, you know, being defensive about what we do is we don't put our cars as pink color.
I see.
I don't call for attention. You don't know if there's a lady in it or a man driving in it in the night. We underplay on the branding. We actually underplay. So it's very contrarian to the market where I'm saying I don't want to be noticed in the night.
Right.
Plus, we drive women customers only in the nights, right? So, you know, that safety level is very... Uske upar ladki ko bahut kuch sikhate hai. So, you know, right from changing the tires to jump-starting a car to understanding. So, she is not dependent on somebody on the road to help her.
Right.
You know, that itself is a risky point. So, self-defense is not just about beating somebody and jumping out.
Yeah,
but it's, you know, it's being aware.
Wonderful. So, you know, you are currently present in two cities, is it? Bangalore and Gurgaon?
Yes.
So, as you are going to start scaling up, what do you think are going to be your key challenges?
I think the biggest challenge that we face is uniformity of training across the country.
Correct.
Okay? So, we realized that jo hum training school se training karwa rahe the, it was really, really lacking, you know. Nobody could drive with that kind of a training. So we built our own in-house training module. Very, very, is level pay, you know, this problem is there. Take this U-turn 50 times, you know, go under a bridge, get stuck in the water. There's a lot of... Now, when we did this, copying this across is a difficult thing. The more we are scaling, we are really realizing...
Right.
So we are trying to explore technology as to how we can use tech in replicating training. However, the training is very individual.
Right.
So I've still not been able to get the balance between, you know, how do I use tech effectively to train? Sending modules is different.
Right.
But monitoring somebody who, you know, she's looking right, she's looking left, she's looking at the rear view. You know, those kind of things, I'm not sure how to use tech in that. So I think our hurdle is the quality of the training. And for that, now what we are doing is that we are building up courses around training the trainer to the quality we want. You know, so maybe that is a solution. We're trying that out. We've used this pandemic effectively to do this work.
No, I can imagine. But, you know, you just spoke a little bit about technology. If you look at the big guys, whether it's an Uber or an Ola,
yes,
technology is the cornerstone of their success.
I know, yeah.
So how are you going to equip yourself as you get bigger?
Honestly, Ola and Uber is an aggregating platform. they haven't gone into the training side of, you know, so quality, I'm not sure. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I actually went and applied to Uber to see ke unka system kaise chalta hai. Theek hai? And I literally, all they asked me was, if you have a license and if you have a yellow badge, just upload it. Nobody called me for a test, right? So while technology and, you know, good, they've already made a platform. So a similar platform can be seen together. We are a very small team today, so haven't really used tech. But I think my technology would be on very softer, you know, segments, in the sense, uski training kaisi hai, is the quality coming to the level that we want to? We are driving children. So there would be a very different tech again around their safety as compared to a regular cab, possibly, you know, your in-house cameras and that kind of, I'm more on quality than quantity, I would say. So we're thinking different tech-wise. I don't even have a tech partner yet. Yeah.
I'm sure you will. So, you know, Vandana, when I was reading about you, you said that you still drive a client every day.
Yes, I do.
Why do you do that?
I think it's the most important thing to be grounded in what you do. You know, that really, that pulse, that ground level, no, rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
That happens when you drive. Secondly, I for my girls, this becomes like an inspiration. My boss does that. This becomes like that wannabe, I want to be there. You know, if my boss can do this, so it's really happening to do this. The third thing is, by driving myself, I'm trying to get this blue collar notion out. What is blue collar? Collar kaha se aaya mujhe nahi pata. But I'm trying to encourage more women, as long as you know how to drive.
Correct.
There's nothing wrong. Yeah, you all are taking care of kids. Sure. It's not a so-called driver job.
Yeah.
In this pandemic time, what has worked beautifully, right? People have lost their jobs. I'm a single mom, so I have a whole lot of single mom community around me. And you will not believe it, in the last 2 months, I must have had at least 40 women like me, you know, middle class and above, who are saying, hey, listen, is there a part-time thing that I can do with your company? So suddenly they have shed out the notions ke this is a low-class job and, you know, ab karna hai, survive karna hai, why not, you know, and this is cool to be doing this. So it's taken me 5 years to send that message out, ke, you know, and I think it's finally coming alive. So, yeah, I believe in driving every day.
So that's really amazing. So, well, let's move to another part of the show. You know, let me talk to you a little bit about gender balance. You know, you worked in the corporate world.
Yes.
And now you're running an amazing company for women.
Yeah.
By women. You know, gender balance is spoken about all over the world, but in India, it's a relatively new phenomena, if I can use that word.
Yes.
What, in your opinion, can be done to improve the gender balance in our country?
Oh, that's a very difficult thing. I don't know. I honestly don't know when we will get balanced.
Okay.
To be very honest, I run a fully woman-based company. And technically, I don't come under the gender balance either, you know. I have one man in my company who's my brother, who's the operations head of our company. And I have two male drivers, and that's about it. Okay. So technically, even I am not balanced.
Not gender imbalanced.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
beautifully, when men come and ask me for a job, I'm like, no, you have to be a woman to join me. So, I don't think, honestly, the only thing that I feel, and I was at the World Bank for an award, and I was talking, I was meeting people and having a lot of interviews. You know, I think the one thing which will increase gender balance is men helping with the housework.
Correct.
And the kids, raising the kids, until that doesn't come. So today, honestly, if a man is cooking, so it's really publicized like a very high, very beautiful thing that somebody's doing, which is fine, which it's a new thing.
Yeah.
But until that cooking and joining in becomes a regular thing, right? Where is the time? I mean, I have to cook, I have to raise kids. Then I have to think of work. How much time can I put onto work, right? So I think that equal work at home will make it equal work at office. I don't think it can release any other way.
Very well said. So one question for you on startups, since you are a startup, and then we move to some personal questions. Or actually two questions. What is the advantage of having a startup with a single founder versus a co-founder?
Okay, a single founder. So I started the company myself and two of my friends. And both my friends left in the first month. They said, "Ye humse nahi hota hai." So then I was single technically.
Right.
And then I was joined in 2 months later by my brother in the company. So one thing I would say is that as a single founder, the mental stress on performance is very, very, very high. You know, being and doing everything. So while that vision is very good with one person, the, you know, the working style. So today I become the face of the organization. I'm talking to the women. I'm talking to the clients, but somebody behind. So my brother is that silent fellow behind who's actually the backbone of the company. And it's so important to have that. So secondly, it's also the amount of risk that you're willing to take.
Right.
When there are two, that, you know, you're actually balancing the other person out. You can't be sunk only into this. You know, you have to think differently. A second person, a co-founder, pushes you to the wall to think differently. And I think that's the benefit of having two people in the company. Definitely two or three, but I think three also becomes too much. Two is a good number, but important to keep the balance.
Terrific. The next question for startups is that based on your experience and what you have seen around you, what are some of the basic mistakes a lot of startup founders make?
Yeah, we don't keep money in the bank account. So I think that, you know, if somebody is planning to get out of a job into a business, I thought and I had heard ek saal ka paisa hona chahiye, your running, you know, your home running cost should be there for 1 year at least. But I would say easily keep 2 years.
Okay.
Because 1 year mein kuch nahi hota hai. You know, you're just thinking, you're experimenting, the business is kind of trickling in. But I think you need a 2 years of bank balance, which will take care of your home first. Very important. And that is something we don't do. We just jump in. I jumped in as a passion thing. But I think I would be more planned the next time around.
Well said. So, Vandana, I have time for a few questions for you personally.
Sure.
My first question is that, where do you draw your inspiration from?
This is very interesting. You know, there used to be this, in your and my generation, I would say.
I'm much older, but okay.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you were still at the same. So, you remember that program used to come, Rajni, in TV?
Yeah, yeah.
So that Rajni was my inspiration. She would keep fighting against things and, you know, the societal change. My mom would tell me, don't watch it. You know, she would say this docile girl is going to become very feminist. But that lady was like totally triggering me. So, yeah, it comes from there.
Totally. And tell me, how do you set your own personal and professional goals?
That's a very difficult question. Why do you put such difficult questions inside?
I ask you.
So, personal goals, now, honestly, I go by the day. I need to sleep properly in the day. I think that's like the biggest personal goal. I still haven't achieved it. Lot of things keep working. I'm a single mom, like I said. So, I have to think of my child's future. Everything revolves around my child. So yes, that's where I draw my personal goals from there. Being an investment banker, there's some planning which we do. On the other hand, business wise, I think the most relaxing day would be for me to hear from the next generation that what was this Me Too movement and all you all were fighting about? You know, what is this abuse that you keep talking about? For them, it should be like, ye kya baat kar rahe hai? You know, that is a professional goal for me today. That changed the map of safety for all of us. That's the professional goal. It's not about money.
Correct.
It's about impact.
Correct. Well said. Well said. So my next question to you is that Vandana, if you were a role model to millions of children who followed your life choices, what would be the one thing you would change in yourself?
I think I'm so tufan, I wouldn't want to change anything in myself. So an interesting thing was, my son was, when he was in school, early childhood, they had this thing about revolutions. They were learning about French Revolution and American Revolution. And so the teacher gave them an assignment, find out what are the revolutions around you. And he was looking at politics and all. And then he said, hey, the revolution is in my house. You know that my mom is a cabbie and she's got this cab industry. And I think that was like the best compliment I got, that I'm a revolution around here from my child. So I think the impact is getting, you know, done out there. And I would only, the only advice that I would, you know, tell children is that, yeah, try karo yaar. I mean, sharam haya, all that is nonsense. Just go try what your calling is. Correct. Getting that preset into, like, we were only meant to be doctors and lawyers and, you know, chartered accountants and engineers. And this is like, wow. You know, so just jump into it. What are you going to lose?
I agree. Well said. Well said. So my next question is that when you hire people, what do you look for in them?
I look for a drive. Everybody looks for a drive.
No, I said not literally in your taxi company, isn't it?
I mean, for me, my life is around here. But I'm just saying that when I hire somebody, it's all about how much that person needs the job, point number one. So it's never just on how much I need that person. It's usko kitni zarurat hai. Secondly, it's that the stickiness. So the trend in my organization has been that I hire single moms. Possibly my own experience works with them. Secondly, I really strongly feel and believe that, you know, her stickiness to the work is very, very high. She's looking at stability. She's looking at her own child's future. She's not the jumping guys. So I'm trying to see ki kisko meri zyada zarurat hai. That person comes into my company. It is irrespective of what, somebody comes into my company, I actually throw the floor open to them. You do what you want to do. I don't even have a job description in my company. Somebody belongs somewhere. My admin lady is also a taxi driver. I'm a taxi driver being the CEO. It just doesn't matter. You know, it's throw the thing open and see how it works.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So I have time for one more question. And this is going to be a question which relates to the pandemic also.
Yes.
How are you rethinking your business? When you look ahead.
In fact, the pandemic has pushed us to the corner to rethink. It's God's way of balancing things out. So while today our whole dependency and business model was around driving children, and children are not going to school anymore, or at least for a longer period of time, we started working on more business verticals. We started working on, you know, driving pregnant women for their tests. So there's no emergency which can hold them back. I can do all their drives. I had a slew of pregnant women whom I drove for their scans. I started going into the senior citizen segment because they can't get out. So I've become like their alternate daughter doing their errands for them, or possibly driving them sometimes for their dialysis and stuff. We started into another concept of training women. So there are a lot of women, middle class and above, who've got licenses but are not confident to drive on the road. So we started training these women as a separate vertical. You know, that's what came, because now everybody's scared to use a cab. To apni gaadi chalani hai, to kahan se chalayegi? You know, and another thing we thought was that let's do this concept called a shared service, wherein like a concierge service. So I run a system called Taxi Errands. Basically, I'm standing outside your gate for an apartment complex. And I'm your man Friday, a woman Friday, jo sara kaam bahar ka karegi. You know, when it goes to getting something from the medicine shop, getting something from... In this way, the you know, all your Amazon, Swiggy, if you look at it, the more number who come to your apartment, the possibility of COVID spreading is higher.
Correct.
So we are saying, cut it down, keep it limited to one person doing all your errands. So there are very beautiful verticals, you know, like they're like petals of a flower, which are actually blooming right now. We're just thinking differently by the day.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Vandana, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. I wish Taxi and you lots of luck.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I mean, it's a big privilege. I've seen all the celebrities coming here and wow, this is like wow for me.
You're a celebrity.
No. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. A platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.